In this bulletin, a new financial relief package for flood-hit communities across New South Wales, a second round of peace talks between Russia and Ukraine, and in sport, the International Paralympic Committee reverses its decision to let Russian and Belarusian athletes compete in the Winter Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. There are plans to release a new financial package for flood-hit communities across New South Wales. The $434.7 million plan from the federal and New South Wales governments will support farmers, businesses and local councils to recover and rebuild. Grants of up to $75,000 for primary producers and up to $50,000 for small businesses and not-for-profit organisations will soon be available through the state government agencies, with registration now open through Service New South Wales. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says this package is the first stage of financial aid to support communities in need. Ukraine and Russia have agreed on humanitarian corridors in the second round of peace talks in Belarus. Ukraine's presidential adviser, Mykhailo Podolia, says the talks hadn't reached the results he expected, but issues about food, medicine and evacuation were discussed. Mr. Podolia says the potential of a temporary ceasefire would help create humanitarian corridors to transport essential supplies.
The parties have reached an understanding about joint provision of humanitarian corridors for evacuation of civilians, and also for the delivery of medicaments and food to the places where the most hostile fighting takes place, with the possibility, I underline with the possibility, to temporary ceasefire in the evacuation sector during the period of evacuation. It means we won't be everywhere. Potential ceasefire will only be observed at the places where the humanitarian corridors will be created during the evacuation.
He says both parties have agreed to continue talks in a third session. French President Emmanuel Macron has told Russia's leader Vladimir Putin he is lying to himself and making a mistake over the invasion of Ukraine. An official says Mr. Putin initiated the phone call to explain his plan to neutralize and disarm Ukraine. In a statement, Russian officials say the special operation is going according to plan and that forces are attempting to protect civilians. But Mr. Macron has warned the attack will cost Russia its future, leaving the country isolated and under sanctions for a long period. To sport, the International Paralympic Committee is reversing its decision to allow Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete in the upcoming Winter Games in Beijing. It comes after several countries threatened to withdraw from the event after the IPC initially defended its decision to allow the athletes to take part. The committee's previous position was allowing Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete as neutrals. But now, the International Paralympic Committee President Andrew Parsons says the rapidly escalating situation has put them in a unique position.
We are also firm believers that sport and politics should not mix. However, it is clear that maybe now, due to the current situation, that is no longer possible. The war has now come to these games, and behind the scenes, many governments are having an influence on our cherished event.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 30 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 26. Melbourne, humid with a late shower or two, 30. Hobart, humid and partly cloudy, 26. Canberra, cloudy and 27. Wollongong, showers and 25. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, similar conditions, 28. Brisbane, a shower or two, 30. Cairns, a possible shower, 36. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.